Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we have got an outstanding show coming up for you. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the new waterfront restaurant at One Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and we don't want to forget the Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
Absolutely, and we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook, or you can give us a shout here, 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by one of our legal eagles from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Brooke Thomas. She's going to get us up to speed on how this government shutdown may or may not affect our veterans and their families. And we'll also be joined by a couple of very special guests, Ms. Corey Gaston, the general manager from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne, and a finalist for the Manager of the Year for the Alabama Restaurant Association. And she'll be joined by veteran Army Ranger Paul Carlstrom. And of course, Tom's tirade on Keep 'Em Separated. You don't want to miss that. But first, it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by one of our C lawyers from Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Noelle Espayat. Noelle, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans and the community as a whole.
Thank you, Cal. How are you today? And thank you, Tom.
I am doing better than I deserve. I don't know about Tom.
Hey, we're not going there, okay? That subject is not at liberty to be discussed over the radio. But it's a pleasure to have Noelle here. She's an extremely talented young lady and does an unbelievable job for Gardberg and Kimberly over there. But we wanted to talk to her tonight about a special event that they have ongoing, and it's a topic close to the heart of Gardberg and Kimberly. It's the Breast Cancer Walk. Are you guys going to participate again this year?
Of course, Tom. We're going to participate. This is my 11th year on the breast cancer team for the Gardberg and Kimberly, and we always try to do something unique and creative. And this year, Christine actually picked out our name, and we're the Butterflies of Hope, and we're just hoping to raise money and funds to give hope back to cancer survivors and cancer fighters.
Well, you guys have a person that was extremely involved in all of that. with the breast cancer there, that was with the lady you just spoke of.
Right, yes. And we've actually had some other employees at the firm that have had breast cancer and gone through that. And so we want to lift them up and support them and raise funds for all of our family members and what they mean. And also the veterans have, there's initiatives for them to get breast cancer treatment through the Service Act, and it's also in the PACT Act under reproductive cancers. And, you know, don't forget that breast cancer can affect men also.
Right.
Not just because it's your spouse or your daughter or your mother or sister or something like that, but men do get breast cancer.
Yeah, I understand that a lot of the guys have it, especially if they've been exposed to some of the chemicals and all that we were exposed to in service.
Yeah, and the breast cancer, looking at the PACT Act, it doesn't fall under men specifically for that, but, you know, we're looking into what that can mean for them and looking at some of those cases now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That being extremely important to the firm, what are y'all going to do this year to raise some money?
Well, we always do various activities, you know, wear jeans and buy T-shirts and that kind of thing. But our biggest fundraiser that we do at least the last probably 6 or 7 years is our annual bake sale. And that's going to be next week. And that's going to be a really big blowout, and we'll have the big pink chair, and we're really hoping to raise a lot of funds with that.
Well, that's a big old chair.
Yeah.
I crawled up in that thing a couple of times myself. I thought I was going to get nosebleed.
Yes. Yeah, it is a big pink chair. We always have fun taking pictures in it, and the kids love it.
Well, you know, that being said, now, where's this going to be located at?
It's going to be at the Garberg & Kimmerly Law Firm. When you pull in our parking lot, we're going to have some antique cars out there, so you can't miss us. We're going to have a lot of signs, and we're going to have a lot of things going on. Martin Miller with the Mobile County Animal Shelter is going to be there with some pets up for adoption, and they have a new air-conditioned trailer that the pets will be in, so they don't have to be out in the sun, so you can go in there and play with the animals. And he has a big online following, and he's always posting little dogs that need some care and extra love and attention. Cool. And then we're going to have lots of baked goods. Some of this is done by women in our community, but a lot of it's going to be done by all of the staff at Garberg & Kimmerly. Yeah.
Y'all haven't got your detail yet on what all you're supposed to do.
Right. We don't have our Betty Crocker titles yet, but we're going to have bundt cakes and cheesecakes and cupcakes and cookies and all kind of different baked goods. One of the big things we're doing is we're baking a lot of cinnamon rolls. And they're going to be for sale every morning. And then CJ Specialty Coffee is going to be providing free coffee. So come out and get your baked goods.
Well, isn't that PJ's Coffee? Aren't they from New Orleans?
No, CJ's.
CJ's?
Yeah,
not PJ's.
Actually, one of our employees, her and her husband own that. It's Casey and Julie Plaguey, and they go to the market in the square and stuff all the time and sell that. And they have a Facebook page online. You can look them up, but it's CJ's. And several years ago, when Garberg & Kimmerly, we won one of the tents down at the breast cancer walk the year I was the chair, and CJ's brought free coffee out that day.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we will have that coffee out there. So you can get that for free. You don't have to pay for it. Just come and buy some baked goods.
Okay.
And get your
In other words, this is open to the public.
Oh, yes. Yes, we want every listener that's out there to listen. Send your kids, send your friends. Come by and get something on your way to work, or right after you get
to work,
take a break.
What time does it start?
Well, we're going to be out there every day from 8 to 4. And
every day for
Monday,
days.
Tuesday, and Wednesday.
3 days.
Yes. So we usually do an all week long event. We've combined it into 3 full days this year. And we're going to have the big pink chair on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're working on seeing if we can get it for Monday, because Monday is a holiday. And so, you know, kids will be out of school and everything, but bring the kids by on Monday and at least get a goodie and some candy.
And what day is this? What days does this start? This coming week?
Yes. This coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay. That's the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
All right. Okay. And your actual location?
1015 Montlamar Drive, right here in Mobile. And it's, if you're coming up airport, you know where the Home Depot is, Olive Garden, all that, just go down, and I'm sure you're going to see all the pink. Yeah.
Pass the Sonic, slow down, because you need to turn left.
Right. Yeah, you're coming up on it quick.
Right, yes. And then when is the actual walk?
Now, that's not going to be until October the 25th this year. It's the last Saturday of the month, and that's going to be at Spanish Plaza. And they'll have registration. You can register online. If you just go online and Google the Making Strides of Breast Cancer Walk for Mobile, it'll ask for your location. You just put in your zip code and it'll bring up the Mobile Walk. And you can register online. You can even join our team, Butterflies of Hope, or you can create your own team or just register as a walker. Sure. You can donate to the team page also there. Or you can just show up that morning at 6:30. And the walk starts at 8, and they have a new 5K option this year that'll be right before that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. And your location on what's the actual address?
1015 Mont Lamar Drive.
1015 Mont Lamar Drive, in case you want to GPS that. And as always, you can go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, we'll get tagged in from Gardberg and Kimberly, Miss Brooke Thomas, when she returns on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up on the FM Talk 106.5 app and website via podcast. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Ms. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Brooke, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thank you all for having me.
It's always a pleasure, Brooke, to have you on board here. It's, I have a tendency to talk about these ladies that work with Gardberg because I'm just so impressed with how sincere they are with working with our veterans and our senior citizens. And they specialize in that. This is not a full, I guess you would call it, type law office where they handle all kind of civil cases and all that kind of stuff. They specialize in those two basic fields, from what I understand.
Yeah. Social Security disability and VA disability.
Right. And, you know, we've got two of the pros here with us tonight that are handling that. So, but we're kind of worried about the government shutdown and how it's going to affect the VA. Is there any effects there? What are we looking at?
There are potentially some. The biggest thing is that benefits continue. Those are still going to be paid out regularly, no change there. Not be any change there.
So this is on our checks that we get from the VA for our disabilities and what have you, then there's we're not going to have any problem with that. I forgot to ask Noel, you probably know, as to whether or not our senior citizens on their Social Security checks would be bothered with that.
No, the Social Security checks, senior citizens, people on disability already, their checks are not interrupted.
They're not interrupted. Yeah. Okay, so we don't have to worry about all that.
No, checks are coming. The Board of Veterans Appeals, still having hearings, had two this morning. They're still writing decisions and sending those out slowly as ever. I'm not saying they're not going to suddenly get fast, but they're still working. The regional offices are still having some hearings that were scheduled. Had one of those yesterday, but you can't walk into a regional office right now. They're not open to the public. That is one of the things with the shutdown.
Okay.
That you can't just walk in right now.
But you guys, if they're dealing with youth for disability cases or what have you, or Social Security cases, y'all still have access to the powers to be in D.C. and the courts that actually make these decisions.
Yes, we still have access to the electronic file. We can see where there is certainly work being done. Things are being are showing up in veterans' files, so we know that they're doing something.
Okay.
We have gotten a couple of responses from emails to various regional offices that because of the lack of appropriations, some of the things like responding to emails to us, the power of attorney, have been suspended. So there are some changes there. But for the most part, any of the things related to checks going out, hearings happening, hearing decisions being written and mailed out, that's all essential work.
Well, you know, a lot of people might not realize the fact that you guys actually have your own courtrooms there now.
We do, yes.
You know, and you do that electronically rather than having to hit a plane and take a vet and go to St. Louis or Atlanta or wherever you, or Birmingham, wherever you were having to go to hear before a judge or a panel or committee, however that works.
Yeah.
But you actually have, I guess, since COVID.
Yes.
Y'all originated your own. You have more than one room, too, as well.
Yeah, we've got two full-time rooms and a third optional room that we can do virtual hearings from, and it's so much better. Before, we were having to go to New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery. I had to fly down to St. Petersburg a few times, Atlanta.
Right.
And you get to those regional offices for these hearings, and you're still just on a TV screen talking to a judge who's in D.C.
Right, okay.
Now you can do it locally. You come to our office. It's pretty comfortable, I think. We got comfortable chairs.
Sure.
Large
I've
screens.
I've been in there. They're awesome. You know, they're really nice facilities.
Good audio. And you get to do the same thing. You just don't have to drive 2.5 hours
Well, the veteran can sit there actually and look at the judge. The judge looks at that veteran, too. So
yes.
I would guess maybe sometimes they ask them a direct question or something, or they have to.
Yes.
When necessary.
Yeah. They can ask questions if they have questions. You know, a lot of times by the time you get to the board, your case has been pending for a very long time.
Right.
But it's the first time you've actually gotten to speak to a person who works for the VA.
Cool.
And so you actually
get to
talk. And
you've got your lawyer there with you.
Talk to him. Yes.
To represent you. So
absolutely.
You're not there, you know, being alone or anything like that. You have legal support.
Right. Yeah. We're sitting right next to you, a foot away.
That's neat. Yeah.
You're not alone.
So now you say that when the services are suspended, what are we talking about there?
So some of the services that might be suspended, that's primarily where we're seeing that we will email perhaps a regional office because they're pretty opaque places. They're kind of hard to get on the phone, hard to get in touch with. We've gotten a couple of responses from workers who say, you know, they're obviously there because they're submitting a response.
Right.
But one of the duties that's been suspended is that they're not going back and forth with representatives and powers of attorney and stuff via email like maybe they would have before. You know, why they're making that distinction, I don't know. But there are some things that are affected, so I can't say that the VA is not affected
at all. In essence, we will see a slight slowdown in some areas, but it won't come to a halt.
No.
Right.
Not right now.
We can still move forward with all of the
things.
Absolutely.
Move forward with claims, appeals. All of that. They're being processed currently.
Yeah. So, well, effective dates and why the VA keeps getting them wrong. What do we got there? Come on.
I wanted to talk about that because we're talking about filing claims. And
Usually
your effective date, you get into the weeds, but it's the legal date that VA assigns that your disability started. So usually that follows along with, it's kind of a legal fiction because it's usually going to follow along the lines of when you filed your application with the VA, not necessarily when you were diagnosed. It's going to be controlled. There are lots of little intricate rules about it. But we've just noticed an uptick in the last year that VA is getting that date wrong a lot. Since they switched appeal systems back in 2019, they haven't quite figured their own system out yet, I think. But we're seeing that a lot where people are getting grants of benefits, but VA's only going back a month or two because they've just read the file wrong. And so I just want to talk, that's one of the things that you can challenge. You can challenge lots of things in VA decisions. If they deny service connection, obviously you can appeal that. If they grant you service connection, but it's 0%, and you just think that's completely wrong, you can challenge that percentage. But the effective date is also something you can challenge, and that goes a long way towards what type of past due benefits. Because if you file a claim 3 years ago and you've been appealing it and VA grants it and they give you 100%, but they only do it as of last month,
no,
you don't get any back pay.
Right.
So that's where the effective date comes in. And we're just seeing a lot of challenges with the VA recently where we're getting a lot of decisions where that's not really correct. They're not assigning the correct date. So that's something we're looking at.
Do you find that if the law firm itself appeals it with the proper authentication of dates and all that the original case was filed, then you've got a leg to stand on and you guys know how to handle that?
Usually, yeah, you have a decent appeal, and that it ties into the other thing I wanted to talk about very briefly. So you have to weigh all these factors together because we're also seeing a lot more decisions from the VA come out, what they call proposals. So maybe we file an appeal challenging one of those things, like the date or something like that, and then VA goes, oh, well, here, we've looked at your whole file. Now we're going to propose to reduce your rating because we sent you to a new exam, and we think that your back's better, or we think your foot's better. We're seeing a lot more of those, too, and everybody should know those you need to act on really quickly.
Well, I think that's why it behooves us veterans to be sure that we get the proper law firm and the proper people that are knowledgeable about the way to do this and do it correctly to protect us.
Right, because that just today's, I wanted to talk about that because those are little things I'm going to highlight.
We don't know about the technology.
It's really complicated. VA said that they are simplifying their appeal system in 2019.
Well, no.
And I think they made it a lot more complicated. It's very hard to navigate. So right. Yeah. We can help folks with all those little things that go along with the VA
claim.
Well,
and that's one of the reasons that we try to promote that on the show is the fact that yes, we could individually file for a disability claim. We could individually file a disability claim for Social Security. But if we're not careful, I mean, we'll get some form back that we don't understand, and there might only be 30 days for us to appeal that or to file another form. We don't know what form to file.
Right.
And so it behooves us to have guys with the technology and the experience levels that y'all have to handle that for us, you know?
Yes.
And the rates that you're charged on the original deal on it is very reasonable, you know?
Yeah, you don't pay us anything unless you win.
Like they get 40% or 50%.
No.
And then they get 25% of your disability from now on. No.
No.
Some organizations have got that stupid stuff going on now, mm-hmm. but they're not legal.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, be careful.
They're not legal.
There.
Yeah, that's a good way to go to jail. All right. So how can they get in touch with you, Brooke?
You can call us at 251-343-1111 or, reach us 1015 Montlamar Drive.
Well,
come to the bake sale.
They can come talk to you over at the bake sale.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Y'all will be available.
We'll be there.
What a blessing to have these two precious ladies here today. They're extremely intelligent. They do an unbelievable job, and we veterans and senior citizens owe them a great debt of thanks. So thank you for being on board.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Of the Green Beret. You can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant when we return on the Scuttlebutt. America's best 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat, hand to hand.
Boy, updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are cleared for takeoff. Have a good one. Cleared for takeoff. Check your parking brake off. Check your shrimp set. Check your no-go steering on maneuver. Dive and turn go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. Dive and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
We certainly are, and we'd like to thank all the fine folks that helped make this show possible, the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, and we certainly don't want to forget Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive. and the Charlie Wilson Agency, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, you know, speaking of the waterfront there, Tom, I know we've got Miss Corey Gasson, who is the general manager there, who is going to be with us. But we want to jump off here with Army Ranger veteran Paul Kallstrom. Paul, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's good to be here.
Paul, it's a pleasure to be able to shout at you, old Army Ranger sucker there one more time, Mr. Mogadishu Incorporated. But you are a member now of the P.L. Wilson Detachment and also a heck of an Army Ranger. But the thing that I'm really impressed with is you working with the Jeepsters and the different Jeep clubs and all here on the Gulf Coast. And I think you have been able to put together between you and Ms. Corey Gaston, the general manager there at Waterfront, an event that you guys are going to have over at the Waterfront restaurant. Well, give us a little enlightenment about what that is pertains to.
Absolutely. We're starting Taco Tuesday at the Waterfront. It's going to be every second Tuesday of the month. And we're starting out giving away some gift cards for the top three that can
cool.
be a nice dinner date for later. Or you can use it that night. We're going to have some signature drinks that the guru of the bar here made up called Tops Off and Stuck in the Mud.
Mercy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Jeeps, what can we say?
Exactly. We got to get into the spirit of things.
Right.
It's beautiful down here, and we'll have some nice sunsets. And the waterfront is welcoming us down here to get this rolling.
Well, it's a real blessing to work with these people. We've had the occasion to work with Panini Pete and Nick DeMario here since the Ed Seafood days on the Causeway, before we lost that facility. But Panini and his hospitality group actually have a foundation where they work with our veterans and different charities and things along the Gulf Coast and all here. But I'm really pleased to see them step up and make the place available for the veterans, and especially the Jeepsters there at the Waterfront Restaurant. Now, you're talking about the gift cards and all that. So that will be given out to the Jeeps that show up. It'll actually maybe be top three will be judged, and they receive a gift card of some sort. Is that the way that works?
Yes, sir. The top three will receive gift cards. This is not the normal Jeep show where we're going for lights, best paint, and all. Everyone really has a chance to win. We're going to make it by the model year. So TJ, YJ, CJ.
Okay.
All the way up to 2025. But obviously all years are welcome. And but it'll be posted on the Waterfront Facebook page. If you don't follow them, everyone should be. They have some other things that go on down here also.
Right.
We'll be putting it up in the different communities, their Facebook pages to get some people interested in coming down here.
Sure.
People that might not even be in Jeep clubs.
Right.
That will just want to come down and enjoy some camaraderie.
Well, yeah, I've got two or three of my friends are going to meet us over there as well as with you guys. And we want to be there. So if you want to jaw with the old Top Cat here one time, just come on over to the Waterfront that night, and we'd be glad to shake and howdy with you. But we'd like to recognize our Jeepsters. They are such an awesome group. We recognize them by having the Veterans Helping Veterans Jeep Bash on the Bay, and that these guys just about every weekend are doing something somewhere for somebody in need or some charity that's in need. They see it needs help, and they'll get together and try to raise money and have little Jeep shows and what have you and support that. And they're just an awesome group of guys and gals that they're out to be beneficial to the different people and needs in the community. So we're with the Scuttlebutt Network, naturally, I'm more than pleased to work with them. So appreciate what you got going on there and looking forward to that. How about let's talk to Miss Corey Gaston now, that fabulous manager you have there with you tonight.
Let me put the myth on the phone right now.
All right. Let's do it to it.
Hey there, Tom Claxton. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Miss Corey. How you doing, babe?
I'm good.
I understand that you've been put up for a kind of a state event for a Distinguished Manager of the Year or something. What is all of that? And then you're a finalist in that.
Yes, sir. It's the Stars Award, the Alabama Restaurant Association, and I'm a finalist for Manager of the Year this year. So very excited about that. And then my chef here, Shelby, she is also up for Chef of the Year.
That is awesome.
We're super excited. We'll go to that in November in Montgomery this year. It's in Montgomery.
Okay.
And hopefully bring home some prizes.
There you go. All right. Well, you know, we go back to the OED seafood shed days where you were just a server, and now you worked your way up that food chain now to be the manager. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I see that y'all do that with the Panini Pete Hospitality Group there. You do take your people in and properly train them and give them a chance to progress up in management and supervision. That's awesome.
Exactly. Most all of our management staff has started out as an hourly employee somewhere in our restaurant association. So we really like to, you know, develop our own people and reward hard work.
Well, I see we have a couple of minutes left here, but some of the things that you're doing now at the waterfront, don't you have like a bingo party there on Monday nights?
We've got bingo every Monday night, and we do extended happy hour on that night. So instead of it being 2 to 6:30, it's 2 to close so that everybody can enjoy it through all of bingo. And then, you know, Monday night football starts on Monday night after that, so you can have a couple happy hour drinks still at that price.
Okay.
I also have got two things this weekend going on that I wanted to talk about. Number one is we are the after party for the Brawls Across the Causeway run that starts over at the Battleship.
Awesome.
And so we'll be doing 25% off for all race participants off their food, and I'm going to have about 4 specialty pink cocktail drinks at a great price for them as well.
That's awesome.
And as for anybody that comes in, the 25% off is just for race participants, but the drink cocktails will be for everybody.
Okay.
And then there's a huge paddleboard kayak thing that's coming down from Gadsden that started 3 days ago, and these guys are... they've got paddleboards, kayaks, and canoes, and they're doing a 650-mile race.
Mercy.
And they'll be passing through Mobile Bay on Saturday, the bulk of them. And you can come out and you can see them as they paddle along to the end at Fort Morgan Road.
Well, it's we only have like 30 seconds left in this segment, but it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you again. I'm looking forward to talking to you here probably on a weekly basis, since you're the voice now of the Waterfront Restaurant. Nick's been kicked to the curb, but you do such an unbelievable job over there, and it's a pleasure dealing with you and supporting you, and we appreciate what you're doing for our veterans and especially our Jeepsters. And glad to have you on board tonight, Miss Corey Gaston, General Manager of the Waterfront Restaurant. Yes.
Claxton. The plight of children who accompany their parents illegally across the border into the United States has captured the attention of the press the past few weeks in the latest attempt to distract the American people from the successes of President Trump and the abject failure of the Obama administration, along with its progressive partners in Congress, to pass any type of immigration reform during his 8 years in office. Instead, politicians and their media puppets continue to lambast the longtime practice of separating children from their criminal parents, mainly into foster care or other temporary housing situations, while their parents are detained. To fix the root problem, aliens entering the country illegally would both remove a progressive talking point used to garner votes and expose the progressive left as nothing more than advocates for open borders and an end to a sovereign United States. Many of these, such as Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democratic senator from New York, are really nothing more than closeted communists. Gillibrand is perhaps among the most dangerous of their ilk, wrapping herself in the flag of feminism and equality while advocating for policies that in time will destroy the Constitution. Just remember, Gillibrand was the political voice behind the faux military sexual assault epidemic, spouting statistics designed to shock the average American into thinking that there was a rapist behind every $1,000 toilet seat, when in reality the percentage of assaults in the military were far less than those in the general population. For more details on the numbers, check out my tirade, "Just President Obama, There Is a Rule of Law," from 5 years ago. That is how long Gillibrand has been spewing her particular style of anti-Americanism. The true purpose of her witch hunt had less to do with rooting out rapists and more to do with erasing the chain of command from the UCMJ. In other words, destroying traditional law and order in America. So the spectacle of kids in cages like something from an ASPCA commercial was the perfect progressive propaganda of peace. You halfway expected Democrats to start running ads to raise money. For just $19 a month, you can help us talk more about how bad President Trump is for enforcing a law passed by Democrats under Bill Clinton. Then again, who hasn't been under Bill Clinton?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Bad top cat. Anyway, in what is yet another nothing-to-see-here scandal, the actual number of children separated from their parents has been estimated to be somewhere in the range of 3,200. Progressives claim that this is the utmost and inhuman treatment of kids. Of course, these are the same folks who thought that it was a good policy to send Elian Gonzalez back to communist Cuba. They claim that these children are being unjustly punished because they are here only because of their parents who made a choice to drag them from an innocent slumber south of the border and invade the capitalist utopia to the north in search of a better life on the Democratic plantation. However, their claims of wanting to reunite these families on humanitarian grounds ring false when they fail to recognize that the parents of these kids, now being clothed, fed, and sheltered by your tax dollars, chose to cross the border knowing that what they were doing was illegal and that separation was a very real possibility. They will cry that it was not the fault of the Chicos v. Chicas, but their parents. And the poor things should not have to suffer because of their parents' bad choices. Really? You're going to use such a pathetic, emotional argument to denigrate the laws and sovereignty of our country? Well, of course you will, because that is your true purpose. Nonetheless, if we want to take that approach, then why are these bleeding hearts not decrying the separation of American families at the hands of law enforcement? Putting a child in temporary housing or foster care when their parent engages in illegal activity is standard practice, even for U.S. citizens. A bit of information that's been largely ignored is that there are a large number of American children who've been separated from their parents and placed in foster care when their parents are incarcerated. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, an estimated 20,939 American children were put in foster care when a parent was incarcerated in 2016, and a whopping 166,000 were removed from their parents simply due to neglect. I would offer that the children of parental illegals fall into both categories. But you won't hear the progressives lament these children because to do so would equate the illegal alien parents of those separated with criminals and deadbeats, which they are. Instead of being valiant providers seeking nothing more than a new life for their future Democratic Socialist voter, You also won't hear progressive moaning about the over 300,000 innocent children literally ripped from their mother's womb by the infanticide providers at Planned Parenthood, of no hopes with being reunited with a loving parent. Moreover, you will never hear from them mention the over 700,000 U.S. children who are separated from their parents right now because one or both of their parents made a choice to sacrifice and serve their country in our armed forces. That's right, over 700,000 children will go to bed tonight separated from their parents because the parent volunteered to defend this nation from the illegals that voluntarily cross our borders, defy our laws, and place their children in harm's way through their actions. But you won't hear Gillibrand or Schumer or Pelosi, I hate to even say that word, crying for these children because to do so would highlight the stark differences in the actions of their parents. Red-blooded American patriots serving to protect our freedoms versus illegal alien criminal parasites looking to destroy the system of government which allows for the same. They won't bemoan the flight of these American children because at their heart they despise our military and all for which it stands. They mock those in uniform, believing them to be uneducated and unworldly deplorables. To them, the children of those in uniform deserve the hardship because their parents likely will never vote Democrat or progressive or socialist or communist or whatever the latest brand name is. That is why the simplest solution to this problem is to build a wall. It will keep these neglectful parents from making bad choices to bring their kids across the border, only to have them ripped from their arms and forced to star in the next round of progressive propaganda. Until then, you have to
keep them separated.
For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clarkson, and God bless the patriots making true sacrifices for their kids.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, I pulled that up. You want to take a guess as to when you first did that tirade?
I don't know. It sounds like back during the Obama days.
Actually, it was during Trump's first administration, 2018.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it's still so true today. I mean, you know, it's just kind of like history keeps inventing itself.
Well, it does. And the reason I pulled it up is in an interview that Tammy Duckworth, now she's a senator, she's also an Army veteran, but she went on in this interview, and much of it was about the shutdown. But then she transitioned into the ICE raids and the crackdown on the illegal aliens by the Trump administrations today. And she went on to bemoan the fact that these ICE agents and Border Patrol and whoever you want, you know, they're just ripping not the children from the parents, but now they're sending the parents back to wherever. And now these children are here and they're just left to their own devices, which, of course, is not true. But I thought it was interesting that is sort of the tack that they're now taking. You know, at one point it was you got to keep the kids because they need the parents. Now it's you got to keep the parents because the kids need them. And this is a decorated U.S. Army veteran, a U.S. senator who has just gone over to, I guess you could say the dark side with the propaganda that's there.
Right. No. You know, it's just. It's unbelievable to think, but, you know, and I know we both were in the Corps, And we still had our 2-4% that they were just there, you know, getting drawing their check, but they really didn't believe in what we were doing.
And yes, well, no, I think that this is a woman who served honorably, but has just, like I said, she's bought into
their indoctrination.
That propaganda, and it's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. But a great show. That's going to close tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. We thank you for joining us. Join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!